You're listening to SBS News.
Rising bills and food shortages are seeing many go without the essentials as a cold winter takes hold. Even fast food brand KFC says it's being forced to use cabbage, while lettuce crops run short and prices rise sharply. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has expressed his view on Sydney's KISS FM radio.
I know you've got a lot of the priorities of Australia's safety, but can you add that to your list of sort of...
I'll put it on the list. We've got a cabinet meeting today, so I'll put it on the list.
And also cabbage gate.
But that seems just to be the tip of the iceberg. Along with rising inflation and interest rates, the cost of living has increased dramatically and many are feeling the pinch. Ken Irvine is a greengrocer in Canberra and says he's never seen the situation this bad.
It's really tough at the moment. Any leaf vegetable line, you know, your Asian vegetables, lettuce, the baby spinach, all those sorts of things, really, really hurting at the moment. It's unforeseen. Never happened before.
The rising energy prices have been fueled by gas shortages made worse by the war in Ukraine, and a series of outages at coal-fired power plants has made the situation dire. With a freezing start to winter, it's leaving many worried they won't be able to afford to make it through the season. On Wednesday, federal, state and territory energy ministers met to discuss the situation. And today, Energy Minister Chris Bowen says they've reached several agreements.
I think people understand that a decade of delay and denial is not fixed in one meeting, and there is no silver bullet. We agreed around 11 things, but most importantly, from my point of view, working now to give AEMO the power to buy and store gas so that it is kept for a crisis situation.
The Australian Energy Market Operator will have the ability to buy and store gas and release it during future shortages. But Minister Bowen says there's no fixed date for when the operator will be able to use that power. The government will also conduct an urgent review of what's called the gas trigger, designed to bolster local gas supplies. Resources Minister Madeleine King says the current mechanism is ineffective.
Right now, it is a long and complicated, convoluted, ineffective mechanism that takes a very long time for it to produce results. We are determined to change that, and we are determined to make sure that this mechanism, as well as the other tools available to us, are all on the table.
The Nationals have been pushing for an investigation into using nuclear power to diversify the energy market. Deputy Nationals leader Perrin Davey told Sky News despite the coalition having been in government for 9 years, the Labor government should look into its viability now.
We haven't done the investigations. We haven't considered the new nuclear technologies that are out there. We haven't done the business case. We're saying we need to have that conversation.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton has said nuclear technology could form part of the coalition's policy platform. But Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the call is a joke.
Nuclear is the most expensive form of energy. We have a cost of living crisis, energy prices going through the roof, and what's their big bright idea? They say, let's have the most expensive form of energy we can possibly think of.
The government concedes it will take time for the changes agreed by the ministers to take effect and blames the former government for its inaction on transitioning the energy market to more renewables or adequately plan for an energy crisis. When asked whether Labor might offer people cash payments to help pay the bills, Chris Bowen says the major cost of living relief measures will be in the budget later this year.
The Treasurer has pointed out, for example, that we went to the election with a considerable cost of living relief package, which he'll be starting to implement in the October budget. Of course, we've said we will sensibly look at anything else we can do.
SBS News asked people in Queanbeyan in New South Wales how it's affected them.
The weather is changing very cold now, and with the two small kids, yeah, you know, you have to put the heater on, yeah. So just a bit worried the next quarter bill gonna be.
It'll probably impact on me going back to work with the little baby that we've just had. So, yeah, I'd probably be picking up full-time work a little bit quicker just because we can't afford for me not to be at work.
For many, it's going to be a long winter ahead. Krishani Danji, SBS News.